with an economy about one-fourth the size of the world's GDP, any threat to the U.S. economy is a potential threat to other countries that do business with it. Jason Pouquet, a policy analyst at the New America Foundation, says it doesn't take a large economy to see how interconnected the world has become.
One smaller country in the EU, Greece, could really almost bring down Europe, threatens the global economy. So if we can see that in just a smaller country, imagine what would happen in the world's largest single economy, the United States.
Some say U.S. debt, now edging close to $15 trillion, is growing too fast. That's why economists say the Congressional Committee, tasked with trimming the nation's deficit, must act decisively. Unless politicians deal with the problem now, Diane Lim Rogers, chief economist at the Concord Coalition, says worries about the nation's ability to repay its debts will make the U.S. less attractive to investors.
The scary part from an economic perspective is we're not going to know we've reached that point where we've borrowed so much that we're not looking like a safe investment. We're not going to know that until it happens very rapidly. It's sort of like, you know, you don't know you're near the edge of the cliff until you're already off the cliff.
Like Greece and Italy, experts say if that happens, interest rates on U.S. securities will spike, making it costlier for the country to repay its debts. Lim Rogers says it's a burden the next generation could be forced to carry. That's why New America Foundation's Pouquet says the super committee can't afford to fail.
Extending the deadline would be much better than failure because it keeps the conversation going. We've got the focus of the world, markets, businesses, the American public. And this is a real opportunity, so we hope the super committee recognizes that.
Failure to reach a deal by November 23rd would trigger automatic spending cuts worth more than $1 trillion. Those cuts would come primarily from defense and domestic spending programs without the benefit of new revenue.
So it's a spending side only approach. It leaves us with a very spending heavy strategy for deficit reduction. And in a time when we're still struggling to come out of our recession.
Such brute force spending cuts could hurt social programs for unemployed and lower income Americans and hamper the country's military readiness. Some economists warn a political deadlock could also lead to another downgrade of U.S. debt, sending markets into a tailspin that would further weaken the world's economy. Millar Sega, VOA News.